Yeah, we're live.
Hi.
Welcome. It's all on you, Casey. It's all this on is me. Your job.
I know. Episode 9?
10.
I wasn't here, last time.
Damn it. Are we episode 10?
Episode 10.
Okay.
Welcome to Lost Aspect, episode 10. I'm Casey.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Amanda. I'm just posting on our Facebook that we're about to go live.
So we made it here in the massive snowmageddon in the last couple days.
That was fun
last night driving to Madison and back home. And
I haven't left my house since Thursday night. So like everyone's like, oh, this weather, and I get on Snapchat and I send people like pictures of my multiple, as you have seen, like blankets, and I'm like -6 out, not going out there.
Events?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have anything coming up?
I don't think we have anything coming up. Normally, the Oshkosh one has one around Christmas, but I don't know if they do or not.
There's, oh my gosh, there's one in Wausau, like in January.
Okay.
It's not part of, Brian was talking about that one this morning, it's part of a convention.
Yes.
Which is always really depressing.
I was talking to Matt at, Who's the Boss last week about it, and he's like, I would tell you about it, but he was saying that he's trying to get the Warm Horde community a little more built up there. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me get it built up before you start coming to these.
Yeah, well, and then that's the thing, like, if you have a really small community, it's really, you want to bring out some of the not so local players to get more people in attendance, but at the same time the not so local players tend to be a little,
I think there's issues. Mm-hmm. With people, you know how people can be fun.
I know how people can be.
Are you coming to the SOO,
the Southern same. Ontario Open? I really want to.
It's the same as another event.
Oh, is it really?
I can't remember if it's ATC or Adepticon. It's one of those.
It's
big
not
ones.
Adepticon. It's in May. I'm pretty sure it's in May.
Can we get the dates for that? Also, Champions event on January 21st.
That's right.
Thanks, honey.
Baraboo's finally having their
our league tournament.
Yes. what was it called again? The Journeyman League.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's in January, isn't it?
Yep. End of January. Yeah, I'm actually. We're considering.
Yeah, I don't have a passport.
It's like
neither do I.
10 hours away, and then if I take the ferry across the lake, it's 9. So
that would be a lot of fun,
potentially.
Though.
Potentially, yeah. Because I'm like, I've never been to Canada. Why not?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's like at the beginning of May or something like that.
Maybe we should consider it. I think May is soon enough or like far enough out to plan for something like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just double the drive of War Machine Weekend.
it's a little bit shorter. If it's 10 hours.
Oh, War Machine Weekend's like 5 hours for us.
I was like, well, you guys are a little. It's like 6 for us because you're an hour south.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Only advantage we have being south.
Yeah, if you want to shoot us, just post it on our Facebook or something.
Maple flavored booze?
I want maple flavored booze.
I just want booze, period.
I was drinking last night. It was just really bad. Because I was just playing Destiny all night. And I had like the hard cider and fireball going on.
Yeah.
And it was mostly just fireball after a couple. And I just made a mess because that's the kind of person I am.
Just curious, PG semi-auto magic, are you the guy that ran the what the hell was it? I don't know, were you at War Machine Weekend? Because there's a PG there that was talking about the SOO, because I've been trying to find him, but I don't know if that's you, so just curious, let me know.
Send us messages, let us confirm these things. But also send us the Southern Ontario Open stuff, whether in a message or a post on our Facebook. This way we can plan a little bit further, maybe advertise it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. But then we got ATC in March, Adepticon in March, and then I don't know what anything
That's
else.
That's really it. It's kind of like a dry spell.
Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, it's dry for just the
local
stuff because, you know, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, they all kind of hit you pretty hard.
Yeah.
I think people are desperate for tournaments, though, because the one that was in Waukesha a couple weeks ago, Celeste was saying that there was 21 people there, which I think was the most people that ever came. And then last week at Who's the Boss, I think the snow kind of hindered people from going, but
yeah,
I think people want to play. I want to play.
I just, you know, worked.
You work a lot.
I work a lot.
Not going to lie, I probably was playing Overwatch or Destiny. I have no life.
You don't have a problem.
I might maybe have a sleep problem. Or it was Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, you've been posting about it a lot.
The boy band. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. It's been such a good adventure. I beat it last night, and I definitely cried a little bit.
That picture was kind of sad that you put. Like, I know nothing of it, but it was kind of like, it's kind of sweet, I guess.
Yeah. It was, yeah, very emotional. I got really mad, like, halfway through the middle, like, because I was just like, of course, this is what's going to happen in the story, because this is Final Fantasy, and they do this shit in every fucking game. And then I get to the end, and I'm like, I anticipated this to happen, and it still happened, and I'm still really upset by it. It's very, I want to spoil it for everyone, but I'm not going to spoil it for everyone. I want to spoil Star Wars for everyone.
I slept. That's what I did. I'm very proud of my sleeping. I was able to stay up till 2:30
in the morning.
I had to drive home.
Oh,
well, wow.
But if you slept through the movie, did you guys see a movie that late?
Yes.
They've been playing them 8 in the morning till like 1 o'clock.
Jesus.
Like, that was today. It was 8 to 1. And it's like, they really want to get everybody in.
Ours was put like started at 9:45, but of course, you know, you have all the trailers, so it didn't start till about 10 o'clock.
Should have gotten done around midnight, like 12:30.
Yeah,
and you say, oh, because you don't live, and then the snow. Got it. Never mind. I totally understand. John offered, though.
Yeah, no, not your fucking driving.
Oh, we just saw it. Like, literally came out of the theater, grabbed food, and then arrived. And I just want to spoil it for everyone. It was fantastic. If you haven't seen it yet...
I wrote, no spoilers.
I mean, Crippled System has spoiled things for people before, and I understand that we are not necessarily Crippled System, but we have all seen it, and most of the people who will be listening to this should have seen it by the time they listen to it. Hopefully. And if you haven't, that is your fault. Yep, best Star Wars movie ever. Hands down, best Star Wars movie. There are seven other Star Wars movies. Seven other Star Wars movies. If you don't include all of the, like, Cartoon Network ones, this was the best Star Wars movie.
My verdict is it's okay. I grew up not really watching movies, and everyone hyped the shit out of Star Wars, and I watch it, and it's like, it's good. I'm not like, oh my god, it was the greatest thing ever.
I feel like I understand that. I think we talked about this like 15 minutes ago. Totally understand. Because it was not the best movie I've ever seen. Like, it was campy.
Yeah.
It was, here's a lot of explosions. Here are bad camera angles. They do that thing in movies where they like, and I'm probably going to piss everyone off if I start like pointing stuff like this out. If you watch movies and just pay attention to camera movement, you will see that either the camera shifts or moves like, so quickly. It's like every 3 to 5 seconds all the time and everything you watch, and it has been for like the last 40 years. So it does, like, it has to do with attention span, because our attention spans are super low, but they just like keep it moving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Star Wars movies go, there was no obligatory romance. There was no...
That's fair.
Like, it wasn't like the happiest of endings. Like, it was just really good. So... I'm probably going to be excited about it for, like, the next year.
We should be excited about seeing Sailor Moon in January. I know,
I'm super excited. You should come with us.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a Sailor Moon and then shopping day.
Sure. That'll be fun.
Yeah. It's. We have to figure out where we're going to, because there's the ones that happen in the evening are, like, the evening, and then the one there's like three showings. The one that happens on like a Saturday is like 10 in the morning. So I'm gonna double check times, but really exciting thing. So I probably have just talked about this a million times. Sailor Moon R, which is, I think it's the second Sailor Moon movie, will be playing in American theaters, and Wisconsin has like 12 different theaters that are getting it, compared to other states like Washington has one in Seattle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
I was super shocked. Not sure why, probably because people in the Midwest are boring and have no lives. But I'm excited.
I know they did that with The Killing Joke. It's Batman.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's a comic mm-hmm. series, but mm-hmm. they did it in animated too. And it was just like limited, like one or two showings, and that mm-hmm. was it. So it's kind of cool to go to that too. Well,
Marcus is really good about doing that sort of thing these days now, I noticed. Because I know the Rurouni Kenshin live actions were very recently. I don't think the first part went through, but the other two parts did. And yes, Princess Mononoke, not no Princess tone.
Monotone. Like, what the hell?
Don't even go there. That's like my favorite. I'm going to kill you.
Is that the... That's not... That's not the puppy.
That's not the puppy.
Puppy, the white dog that has the red on her face.
Yes.
She's in that. Okay.
Yes, that one. Okay. With the wolves.
I just call her the puppy because
the wolf girl.
Oh, wait. Oh, so she's a girl?
She's raised by wolves.
Yes. Oh, okay. Because, no, because I'm thinking there's, it was Marvel versus Capcom.
There's the dog. It's from a game. I think it's Okami. I want to say I'm not 100% sure, but I know what you're talking about, and it's not from the movie. I'm pretty sure it's from the game.
Because I just call her the puppy, and I wasn't sure.
But they look totally, they're super similar.
Okay, never mind then. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
okay, yeah, I already got my ticket. That's a Capcom character.
Thank you. I just call her the puppy.
Amoratsu. Oh, are you thinking of like the nine-tailed fox thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's a wolf.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's, I think it has two tails.
Yeah.
And it's like...
All dogs are like puppies. The, yeah.
And the dog's got like the red face paint. And then it's like the game itself is really like artistic. I wish I could remember what it was called.
Okami.
Yeah, Okami. I was right. Yeah. Oh no, it looks similar. I'm a liar.
But anyway, thank you for correcting your spelling.
Monotone.
But Okami's a dog.
She's a god.
Okami's a
but kitsune. Nine is must be what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm just reading the chat, which is really like great for a podcast. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm nerding out pretty hard right now. Let's talk about things that aren't Star Wars spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you got on your list?
Do we want to pick?
Oh, yeah.
We could save that for, like, we can do it right now, or we could save it for last, or we can do it right now. I'm excited now that you pointed it out. I forgot they were on the side of the table.
Let's do it now before we forget about them.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So, if any of you don't know that have been listening, we are going to be doing faction... what's the word I'm looking for?
Reviews.
Reviews, yes. Faction reviews after the errata. And so today we are going to be picking out which factions that we are doing besides our main factions. Like, for instance, I'm Legion and Amanda's not Convergence.
Just call it cock.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to pick out ours, and then I think we're going to pick one for Celeste and one for Jackie too, right?
Yep.
So what it'll end up breaking down to is that all five of us are going to do the faction that we mainly play. Since I've switched over to Signar, I'm doing Convergence. But you would do...
And then Jackie's Mercs, Minions.
Mercs and Minions.
Yep, and Jackie's doing Signar. I'm Legion. Celeste will be Circle. And then whatever else.
We have this lovely pile of paper in the center of the table. That will be how we determine our secondary factions. Because most of us are pretty versed in... Mostly versed in our main factions, more or less. Gonna have to do some touching up on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay, Casey. You're not as bad as the Convergence forums. I shouldn't trash talk them because sometimes I want to post our podcast there. But then they do stuff where, like, twice in a row, there were posts recently, like, back to back, day after day, someone had asked... like, the rules on the Primaxium, like, the shoot, pull, punch rule.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... That's pretty, like, you read the card, it's pretty obvious, and if you don't understand it, it's obviously, it's nice to go out and, like, ask for help. But twice, two different people in a row totally asked it. Like, just look at the last post. Like, come on. It was just, like, not even 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, dear.
You're a dying breed, Amanda. Convergence is dying.
Convergence is not dying. Convergence is beautiful. We're going to emerge victorious.
All I can think of is a snowflake when I think of Convergence. That's all I see. Pretty snowflakes. So, all right. Who wants to pick first?
Do we want to pick for them first because they're not here?
Sure.
Celeste first? Yeah, Celeste is first. What do you have, Celeste, who may or may not be watching this right now? We need to...
All right, Celeste is getting trolls.
Well, that'll be exciting for her. So, congratulations, Celeste. You have trolls. I think that's a little unfortunate. I was kind of... Can hoping that's a that trims down the hordes factions, which means I don't have to might not have to dip into how hordes works.
Yeah. So Jackie next. You
wanna
pick for?
I'll pick for Jackie.
Here, let's get some of these in there.
Here. Jackie gets Rhett.
Congratulations, Jackie. You now have retribution.
All right. I see what one of them are or is.
Yeah, I know. There's that one. I keep trying to like fold it in on itself, and I'm just now I know what it is.
All right, who wants to pick?
I'll do it. I will be the brave soul. What do I have? Okay, do I have? I have one, right? Have one. Okay. Oh boy, I have Crix.
Hey, right. Brian just picked that
Brian
up again.
Brian just picked up Crix, so it looks like I'm going to be depending on my boyfriend to figure out how something works.
Oh, you know what? We need to pick one more for Celeste.
Are you sure we don't want to save the last one for Celeste, or do we actually want to pick one for Celeste?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's just do that. Okay. Do you want to pick?
Sure.
Meow. Trunk reviews would be entertaining. They sure would.
Menoth.
Oh, Casey.
Meow.
All right. One of these is Scorn.
Do you want me to hold it so you can pick?
Danielle, I feel so bad.
I don't want Scorn. I got Kador.
So then that means
that does leave Celeste. Scorn for Celeste, and I think she was happy about Scorn. That anyway.
Yep.
But it means she gets to review like all of the Hordes factions except for Legion.
Mm-hmm. And minions. Oh dear. But hey, she'll have a lot to talk about because sure the errata's will. Like Scorn is number one with Scorn the errata stuff. One.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because yes. All of our like five people listening and future listeners need to understand that PP just announced in their insider, and I confirmed the numbers shortly ago, how many changes they made in the errata. Scorn got the most with no number confirmed, and then it was it Crix was second with 9. And Menoth the least with 1, which means either Convergence has more than 1 errata or they forgot us.
Also, drunk reviews could be fun.
I would be super down for drunk reviews. The only issue that I have with that is that who's the one, like, if I'm reviewing Convergence and all five of us are in the room together, am I the only one that's shit-faced because I'm the only one reviewing
I mean,
it?
That's true.
Because that might be slightly more entertaining.
I guess if you weren't listening in past things, we were going to do like one review per cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might not be as fun as you're thinking.
Or we're just drunk that often.
I could do like a Ghost Pepper. You ever see the Ghost Pepper gaming reviews?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. They're amazing. Somebody
I'm
did
slouching.
A game.
It's really uncomfortable.
Someone did a game review of the Disney Infinity game and he ate a Ghost Pepper and he had to like explain it all. And it's just
oh
funny.
My God.
Yeah.
No.
That's like a YouTube channel no. of people eating a Ghost Pepper and doing a review of a video
that
game.
Sounds awful.
It's amazing.
There's nothing in the world that could make me do that.
I think I'm good.
I'd rather
snort cinnamon, I think. Is it? Wasn't that a
the
thing?
The cinnamon chin, you get like a spoonful of cinnamon and you try and eat it.
Oh, okay. I thought you
were going to say snort coke. Yeah. Let us snort coke before we do our reviews because that's a really great idea, Casey. Oh, it's hot pepper game reviews and there's a different pepper each time.
Oh, I've seen the ghost pepper one a lot then. So that's always interesting.
Yeah, no. Not going to. I don't like peppers that much.
Well, those are like the hottest peppers that you can eat.
Yeah, I don't like peppers that much.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'd like if they're like cooked right and they're kind of a sweet pepper, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like jalapenos. Like, I like peppers, but like I think it's because they're like pickled and it's weird and it just makes me uncomfortable. Like banana peppers are weird too. I'm not feeling it.
Oh, those are icky. Yeah, they're like slimy and gross.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't pickle a pepper and then try and feed it to me. That's disgusting.
Okay.
There's now a pepper that is hotter than the ghost pepper. What can someone Google that and let us know what the pepper is that is hotter than the ghost pepper, and then get back to us in the chat. But don't Google ghost pepper because you might not.
Okay. So, yeah, the errata, we pretty much covered that.
And we still don't know. It's sometime in January.
Do we want to do errata predictions?
There was, that was a request. Someone had asked us, and I had told them that we would look at it, and then I didn't look at it because I'm a horrible human. But someone had asked, one of our listeners had asked if we would offer up Menoth predictions for errata. And I am a horrible person.
Me too, because I kind of forgot about it.
I didn't forget. I just didn't look at Menoth.
Yeah.
Good luck, Casey.
You got this.
Casey, what do you think is the one errata?
Oh, I do think.
Well, isn't there like a stupidly overpowered caster right now?
Amon? No shirt guy?
Probably that. I don't know any of this. I'm screwed.
The only thing that I can say is Dax plays Menoth. Mm-hmm. And he went to Minions in the Mark III because he was really... Harvey was his bitch. And into Mark III, she lost on her feet. It was... I think it was control range at first, but then it went to her command area. So he was really sad about that. Mm. So I'm maybe... Because I don't think anybody plays Harvey.
Yeah,
or very few people do. So we maybe something with her.
High Reclaimer goes back to D3+1. Saith the chat. Yes, that is what we'll go with.
Okay,
that seems like a reliable source. The one possible change from Menoth.
Also, it's the Carolina Reaper that is hotter than the ghost pepper.
I seriously don't think. I like spicy things, but when we go to like B-dubs on the scale of spicy things, if I'm like at the high yellow, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I conceptually like spice when it's flavorful, but I'm a little bitch. Like,
I'm even more of a bitch, so don't even. Like, I can get to like the starting of the yellow on the B-dubs. It's all green.
Green is pretty safe, but they're not as flavorful. Like, that's I like the Takis Fuegos, and like spicy Cheetos are super good, but the Takis Fuegos, they're like chili and lime little Doritos rolled up in a tube. I highly recommend them if you kind of like spicy things. You probably will eat one and be done,
probably.
But they're good. For Convergence, if we get errata, which I have been on the we're probably not getting errata train since they talked about it. I feel like if anything gets errated, it's probably going to be the PA or the TEP, and they might be brought down a level. So I am more on the worried side of things. I think that there have been a lot of complaints about the TEP from non-convergence players, forgetting that we don't have a lot that really helps us out.
Yeah.
So I see maybe the TEP losing some of its thunder. But beyond that, I'm pretty sure we're not getting any errata. We're just gonna hang out until we get a book in like 12 months.
I think for Minions, I don't know if brigands are gonna get hit or not, because I know there's a, I can't remember what the unit is, but I thought that there's a different unit in the game that is slightly better than them. So I think they might be okay, but if anything, might get Pathfinder taken away from them, which I think is fair. Like, I could deal with that. It's not the end of the world for me. But I'm hoping that the posse are fixed. I don't know how to fix them, but I just want to tell them fix it, because I would like a little bit.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
I apologize. Someone had just said stuff about Convergence in the chat wanting deflection back on Lucant. I want deflection back on Lucant, but I don't think that's going to happen. And then making it so that stuff activates when we bring it back that turn. I have had this conversation before, probably in private with Brian. Convergence is the army where recursion makes the most sense outside of Crix. And I feel like we should definitely have something that allows us to activate once we've brought something back. I think that should be something that we have, because what else do we have? Like, not a whole lot. But I guess I'm hopeful for whatever sort of tier list we get in the maybe no quarter next month. Maybe if we get one.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not. Didn't get one in November.
Nope. Because the minion one, or the pig one, came for that. Mm-hmm. And people weren't really... there was a lot of mixed feelings about the theme list for that. Like, it was cool to take a lot of solos, because it allowed you to take solos if you took certain units. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is great, but you kind of boil down to either the pig purist or gator. But like, that's what it's kind of going down to again. That kind of stinks.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was their goal when they did... when they changed up the concept of theme forces, it was more so to do stuff like that within all of the factions.
To make Pyrrhus?
Essentially, like, lists that were not tier lists anymore, but, like, literal theme lists.
I don't know. I'm just kind of...
I didn't really pay attention when they were showing that video, because I was actually at Lock and Load, and I don't think anyone was paying attention when they were showing that video, because all of us were like, can I just get in line and get my shit and go?
Yeah, I think I would have to think that Legion would be further down the list for the errata, because it's still pretty solid. I was still, you know, obviously still sour about some things that happened for Mark III, but... I don't see any of those major changes to be changed back to how they were. So I don't expect much.
What are you sour about?
A lot.
Okay.
Don't ask Casey. She is not happy. When you ask Casey what she's sour about when it comes to Legion, it's like picking up my paints without asking me. It's that same reaction.
I played Abby last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know.
She's fucking amazing.
She was awesome in Mark II too. I haven't tried her in Mark III yet.
Sploosh everywhere. Yeah. Like, seriously. My beast can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Isla's Sight is definitely one of those things that got changed, and I don't like it. I really enjoyed my war spears, but I'm getting over it because the swordsmen are fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss, you know, that ranged attack that I got with the spears too, but the swordsman with weapon master is really fucking amazing. And then their UA adds to that even better. With Thags, it was amazing. Plus 2 strength and all that fun stuff. But then also the Warlord, John was telling me all the fun shenanigans I can do with the Warlord now.
Have you gotten a Hellmouth yet?
I do have one.
Have you played with it?
I did, and I can't get my head around it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still need to work on that.
I have a feeling the Hellmouth might get errated.
That might get errated. No. I agree. I forgot that was even a thing.
It's that's okay.
How much I play it.
If you haven't played with it yet, you probably haven't experienced it a whole lot. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, you have to follow forest sight rules.
Yeah.
Casey's not happy about that. Fuck but, forests.
I really wish the Ravagor chassis and stuff could still move 6 inches instead of 5, because that was a big difference in Mark II.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten over the continuous fire that the Ravagor doesn't have anymore, because AoE 4 over AoE 3 is nice. And still the same POW, so...
An extra inch makes a difference.
Yeah. But like I said, I don't see anything really changing besides maybe the Hellmouth.
Sorry.
An extra inch makes a great difference, Amanda.
Yep. Just gonna sit over here in the shame corner making penis jokes.
But yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah, outside of that, I like don't dig into Signar enough to really feel like there's going to be a whole lot of errata there. I like Sloane might get changed again.
Yeah, I think Sloane might get brought down.
Concerned about like the ponies. Because
I'd be concerned about the ponies.
I'm concerned about the ponies. Yeah. All of the ponies, because I fucking want ponies. To run ponies for days.
God but. Fucking damn them. I have to move my fucking brigands, make sure they're 4 inches apart at least, or you just mutilate them.
Oh my god. I am done with pre-measuring, by the way. I am so done with pre-measuring.
It takes so long.
I'm very done with pre-measuring. We can have this conversation, and Brian and I got into an argument last Friday, and I'm sure you guys were all there. I want convergence ponies. I want clockwork horses.
That's cool.
That would make me incredibly happy. They don't even need to look like horses. They can be
clockwork something.
Ugly that, spider monsters yeah. and stupid. That'd be awesome. I would just be happy
as long as they like act spiders. Like a horse yeah. sort of thing. Yeah.
Give me cavalry rules in convergence, mm-hmm. and I'm ecstatic. Yeah, it would be nice if they stopped making A things and C things in Signar. That would be a good errata.
Well, I guess since you talked about things that you want, did we want to talk about War Machine Christmas?
Yeah, I like this idea.
Explain it.
So in the Minions group, somebody posted that if there was something that you could get for Christmas that was War Machine related that isn't currently out, what would you want? Like, what would you want Privateer Press to make? So I was like, Draco Dial, because I don't have a fucking gargantuan. Mm-hmm. The only faction, I think. No, well.
I have two, so yeah.
Right.
You're missing out there.
Yeah, I mean, you technically have the Sacrovulp. That's not a gargantuan. It's a
battle engine.
I just think and of the gargantuan meat
thresher.
Base.
Yeah, the meat thresher yeah. too, but I don't have a gargantuan. It's yeah. like, come on, just give me a freaking Draco Dial. But the thing that would suck is that if you have those Pig Purist list or Gator Purist, then if it's a Gator, only play with the Gators then if you do a theme list like that. So that kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I want really bad is...
They should make a Gator Pig. There you go. Solves both your problems.
Got a Gator head and a pig tail.
Oh, there you go.
Amazing.
Gator Pig. Gator Pig.
I'm sorry. I know all of the things that I want are already being announced in the chat right now. Convergence Cavalry, huge base Convergence caster. New Convergence caster, period. I would like to have a sixth mm-hmm. caster. That would be cool. I'm gonna step aside from actual models in gameplay, though. I would love to see more plushies.
Like, I still want that Crix plushie. Just like I don't just like to Crix, have it. But it's
do you
just...
want me to get it? Because I'm actually making an order.
I have to confirm whether Brian has or has not ordered one for me for Christmas yet. Did he order one for me for Christmas already?
Okay, I don't know.
Don't order one for me that hasn't already been requested. Okay. Brian's really bad. He's already told me like several things, so we're good.
But if you want me to order, I haven't submitted my order yet. I'm going to do it tonight, probably. Okay. So, and that would actually help me because I'm at $83 and it's $17 to ship it. So it's like, I might as well just buy $17 worth of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And a plushie is what, 20?
15.
15? Okay.
But if you buy three, you get, or two, you get one free.
Oh, that's right.
So be wary of that because I'm assuming if there's one for me in that order and one for you in that order, Casey might end up with a free one.
Yeah, because I have both the other ones already.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do you guys do too, don't you?
Yep. The shredder and the masturbating thing.
Tuggy.
I brought Tuggies home from Lock and Load. Those were awkward. No. Three awkward jerking stuffed animals in my suitcase. I would love more plushies, so I would love to see plushies for every faction.
What would you want, though? Like, from your faction?
We had this conversation two Fridays ago.
I thought we did.
We did. Yeah. So out of Convergence, it's a really... the thought was what they would make, and the thought was that they would probably make a corollary, because it's, like, the most...
The snowflake?
Shapely? No.
Sorry.
It's not the snowflake. But it's the battery.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's got like the little prongs on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's a very easy model to make as a plushie. But I think I would want, like, one of the casters. Like, give me, like, a little stuffed Axis.
Yeah, that would be cute. I haven't done any plushed casters yet, which is...
I think they won't, because if they did the Shredder and Tuggy and now they've got the Death Ripper, it would be really unfair for those factions.
I mean, that's fair, but, we like, might have to... in the future...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've got chibi pins, so why not make chibi caster plushies?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, hook me up with a stuffed Axis, and I will be just delighted.
I think a plushie squire would be adorable.
I also think that, yeah, plushie squire would be, like, 10 out of 10.
I would like one of the little pigs. The I don't remember what they're called. I'm a terrible Minions player. But I don't play pigs, except for the brigands, but the little pig, the little Warby's pig, like, that would be cute. Got little tusks.
Yeah. I already have mine, but
it's pretty adorable.
If I got another one, I would probably want a rake, but that would be hard to make.
Would have the super cool tail though.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would just want everything in stuffed animal form.
Plushy Reinhold would be adorbs.
Whenever I read Reinhold, I think Reinhardt, and I'm just like. I'm meshing, like, worlds right now. Plushy Reinhardt would also be adorable. I feel like that there was an Overwatch comic that I read recently where Gremlin Diva goes and sits on Santa's lap to discuss what she wants for Christmas, and Reinhardt is Santa. And she sits down, and, like, the entire background is her speech bubble, and it's just, like, just going on and on and on and on. Yep, over waifu, yeah, exactly. And I actually haven't played that much Overwatch. I've done nothing but Destiny for, like, the last week. But in the Mercy comes up, and she's just like, if you don't listen to this, you're gonna die. And then she takes, like, a swig of wine, and then Dad is in the background, Soldier 76, with his, like, Christmas sweater on and his arms crossed and his angry face, and he's got, like, his sights up. And it's just precious, and Reinhardt's just like, I'm going to die here, aren't I? And she's still talking about everything she wants for Christmas. I relate to Gremlin Diva pretty hard.
But as for, like, in the actual faction, I don't know what I would want. I already have a lot of casters and a lot of beasts. I have more beasts coming, and then I have more casters coming.
There's something that you would just, like... If you had, like a spell on a caster, like, something that was taken away from you, like, deflection back on Lucant would just be the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Or you can just be good again. Shredders would be nice to be good again.
Yeah.
They were Shredders. Really good, though.
They were really good.
They were really
good. But they were still nothing against the fucking little boars. Because I went against Nathan with his boar army, and it's like, one Shredder could not take out one. It was still got, like, half of it.
Yeah, Shredders were good, but they were definitely squishy enough for the fact that they were good. Like, they weren't OP at all.
They had to get in there first, or otherwise they couldn't take the brunt.
And I think that's, like, a fair trade. Like, the Legion has always been kind of glass cannon-y, so you get in there, you do your work, and if you don't get in there, you're fucked. Like, they shouldn't have changed that a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of making me think about... people are giving the Bull Snapper so much shit in the Minions group, and it's like, you could just... I mean, because Spiny Growth is now... That's his animus. Spiny Growth is self. Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, not that great, because you can't give it to something. But it's
give it to the caster.
Right. You still give it to the caster, and he's still... Like, you can charge him really far on Rask. You put a whole ton of shit on him. And, I mean, if he can bite something, like, he can tie up something for a little bit. But, yeah, he's not going to take the brunt of something. And people are just like, oh, don't even play Bull Snappers because they're shit. And it's like, whatever.
That's, I think, something that has been stressed countless times is the Facebook groups are...
Bad influences.
Yeah, I want to say bad influences. They're just not... They're not as knowledgeable as some other resources.
And not always new person friendly.
Yeah.
Either.
They're very, like... The Convergence one has generally been really a decent community. Yeah. I will give them that. They don't always have the most logical discussions, or, like, sometimes the questions are, why are you asking this? If you're not a new player, why are you asking this? But generally speaking, Convergence has always been really, I've never come across anything like disgusting or like super like shaming or anything there. Just dopey people who like their clocks.
Yeah.
Also, this chat is really nice. Yes, flying infantry that doesn't suck would be nice. And
yeah.
A grotesque caster, not bad idea. Yeah, yeah. You guys know my faction better than I do.
You're going to have to land a While we're on the topic of things that we want, I think I forgot where I was going with this. There was something that we were going to discuss, and I can't remember what it was for the life of me. And I don't think I put it in the anywhere. So
you want me to talk about to me, who's the boss?
We can talk about who's the boss. Yeah, it was like $800 worth of toys.
Yep.
Like
there would have been more if we would have actually gone.
Well, yeah, Brian and I didn't go either.
Well, we were supposed to get snow that day too. Mm-hmm. So I think there ended up being 11 people there.
That's
okay. 13?
A really good turnout though. Mm-hmm. Like
I think 13.
Not a really good turnout, but that's a really good dollar amount for that kind of turnout.
Yeah. So I went and I had my, it was pretty much my Rask list with a few adjustments on it. But I had a lot of fun. It, my first game, I was posting it on the group, but the first game I played with Ashlyn and she's fucking amazing. Like if I ever wanted to get into War Machine, I'd probably be playing Mercs, but I don't like War Machine. And then my second game I had Abby. Oh my God.
Abby too.
God.
Abby too is really good.
If there's anything that made me want to go to Legion, it's her. But I don't want to pick up another faction.
All of Legion's casters are beautiful.
I don't even like the models. But just, it was, I loved my beasts just doing what they wanted. And then my third game, I can't even remember. I had gotten a Rhett caster and I rerolled and I got Balder and then I rerolled again and I got Mordekaiser. I was not. I was like, God, I do not want to be playing Mordekaiser because he and I did not get along in Scorn very well. I don't like reviving things. I'd rather I kind of play more Trishny or just beat him in the face. And then my last game, I had Magneto, Rocknito.
Oh, the Circle caster.
Yeah, what is his name? Bradagus.
I knew who you were talking about.
I tried doing this because it's like that's kind of what he's doing.
Yes, he's juggling rocks.
And nope. I did not like him either. So it was fun. I had a lot of fun. It was just kind of nice to kind of do some casual games and see some casters that I hadn't seen. I played freaking Signar. Two of my games out of my four were Signar. Can't get away from Signar. But yeah, I had a lot of fun and raised a lot of money and for a good cause. And Andy donated a lot of stuff. And
he didn't burn the burgers. Or the,
no,
or the
somebody else cooked.
That's good.
But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was nice seeing people. And I kind of posted at the end that Sunday morning too because I was exhausted by the time I got home. Mm-hmm. But it's nice. I really like this community because like everyone's friends with each other. I don't really think that there's that much drama, and it's nice that we all can come together and mm-hmm. raise some money for people that need it. So that's my feels.
I'm gonna segue. Have you guys seen the pink cards for breast cancer?
Yes. How do you get them?
Trying to convince Brian to do an event like this in Baraboo. It is you. I'm pretty confident it's some kind of event, so like a tournament where the objective is to raise money for some breast cancer foundation. Mm-hmm. And then you get the cards, and however you deal with the cards, whether they're prize support or XYZ. Mm-hmm. I went back and looked at the Insider again, and I didn't read through the whole thing, which is a shame on me because I never do that. But it sounds like there's one for each battle box for Mark III.
Okay.
And then I forgot who the Merc and Minions were, but then Cintharion.
Probably Barnabas and Helga.
I'm not 100% sure.
From the our alternate battle box.
That would make sense. Yeah. But trying to put one of those events together.
I think that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Also, I really just want a pink card.
I mean, I can dye one for you.
I am not going to ask Nathan about what he thinks about pink breast cancer stuff, probably because it's the exact same opinion that I have about pink breast cancer stuff, and I think it's fucking stupid.
Are we talking Susan G. Golan?
We had this conversation the last time we podcasted, didn't we? Because the breast cancer awareness is all money for big corporations, yeah, and mm-hmm. doesn't actually go to people who are dealing with breast cancer.
Right.
But there are smaller foundations out there that do a good job, and that might be a really bad idea.
So Jim said we can ask him in the Zappity. I think that's a great idea. Segue this into the next podcast.
Yeah. You guys can connect that stuff right there. But I think the cards would be really cool, and if the community is supportive of stuff like that, it's very telling of what kind of people we are, and also really crucial because people look at gamers as like not the best people,
right?
So that's a really great way to do things. Mm-hmm. They look at us be good people, but also be good people,
not just nerds.
Yeah, well, I'm just mostly a nerd.
What else is on our list?
We had so much to talk about.
The only other thing I had was Adepticon.
The cosplay.
It was a cosplay contest. And then I brought this notebook because I was going to take notes. And then I found my Jaga Jaga drawings, which was what I want to do. So hopefully I can post a picture of that. But hopefully we can go.
Yeah, are you guys... So the last time we talked about the cosplay contest was in our group chat.
Yes.
Which, by the way, none of you guys are in. But it's always, always a delight. Because it's our group chat. But didn't you guys talk about doing the witch coven?
Yes. Yeah, because there's different categories that you can enter in, and one of them is a group event. So Aaron's like, you could do the witch coven, and like that would be kind of cool to do, because if we did it based on the chibi version looking, we could make it really basic and really simple to do.
Be super detailed.
It would be super cute.
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking I wanted to do Jaga. Well, I need to finish Scar, which I will. But Jaga Jaga is that's one I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Adepticon, you need to have everything painted. So we're like painting like crazy.
I don't think I'm going to Adepticon. I think my 2017 goal, which is just precious because I keep seeing all of my friends post on Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to wait until New Year's to make a resolution, fucker. Like, change your life now. And I'm just like, thanks, guys. It's, you know, almost, it is December. I have to spend money. But my goal is to, like, crack down and not spend as much money as possible in 2017, which I have to get through the holidays first because gift giving and bullshit. But so my thought process was I would not be going to Adepticon, but Brian is still trying to go, which I think that means that I probably won't be going to several conventions this year like we normally would. Still Gen Con, though.
Yes. Yes. Gen Con.
Still Gen Con. Gen Con has to happen. Brian and I were talking about going to the Las Vegas Open for 2018 also.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but we were going to do, like, an actual vacation out of it. Oh, so that'll be fun, then. Hit up LSO and then LVO, Las Vegas. Yeah. Those letters, and then do like some time in Vegas, which would be interesting because I haven't been out there since before I could gamble legally. Mm. You know that they have slot machines at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally unmonitored, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. It's down in that like lobby area where you come in to get your luggage, right?
I flew out there when I was like 17. Oh. So this would have been like 10 years ago. But yeah, I remember like getting off the plane and it's all like, as you're walking towards the baggage area, there's just like tons of stuff.
Yep.
So sounds like a fun time to me, I guess. But Vegas is actually not that. Yeah. It's expensive. Cheap if you plan it right. There's a lot of hotels that do deals and a lot of hotels that do like meals with your stay, and then there's like tons of all you can eat stuff that is less costly than like going to a place to eat. So we could probably do it, and we're planning for 2018
because you have some time then to prepare. At least it's, well, you have to fly up to Milwaukee or Minnesota if you go to Madison, because I don't have a direct flight to Las Vegas
not yet.
Well, yeah,
I usually like hates me for this, but I just prefer to fly out of O'Hare.
Oh, I hate fucking
O'Hare. I know. That's
what we all say. What is this? And I'm just like, I've flown out of O'Hare more times than like anything, and it's like the airport makes sense to me.
I hate that.
That's what everyone says.
No, the reason why I hate them, because last year I won tickets to go to Cleveland. I don't know if you guys knew that, to go see TSO. And so our flight was in the morning, so we went to Madison, and it got delayed for a couple hours because of snow. And we got to Chicago, and we were there 20 minutes before our flight was supposed to leave, and then that got delayed for another couple hours. Jesus. And we got into Cleveland at 8 o'clock, right when the show was starting. So they sent a driver to come get us. We were supposed to take a cab and sit at the hotel for a couple hours. They just drove us there. I was so disgusting. I was just so dead. I mean, we got there barely on time, but fuck that fucking hotel. Or not hotel, the airport. I cannot, like, Minnesota can handle stuff, but Chicago, I hate them. With a passion.
Yep. I've never had problems with O'Hare. Never.
No. Like, John's had problems.
I think the first time I've ever had problems was flying out of Seattle. My flight got delayed for, and it was like in the middle of summer, so I don't remember why it got delayed, but it was seriously delayed to the point where I ended up, when I went to check in for my flight, they like worked with me to get on a different flight that was direct from Seattle to O'Hare for no extra cost. And I was just like, I will deal with this because I was supposed to go from Seattle to San Francisco, and then I was supposed to have like a layover, but the delay was long enough that like I would have been in San Francisco for 15 minutes before I had to get on my next flight. Oh, and I was like, there's not enough time, not enough time in the world for that.
Rockford is also a lot smaller, and they're only open certain days of the week.
Isn't Rockford a lot like the Madison airport?
It's a lot like Madison. I've
never flown out of Rockford.
I have not either, but I remember looking it up and stuff. I think my mom flew out of it, actually, for South Carolina. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just stick to going out of Madison, if ever. I mean, I've only gone once.
It's not a bad airport. It's tiny, but
that's nice.
It's getting bigger,
and it's convenient.
Yeah,
very convenient.
Rather than going to Milwaukee
or Chicago
or the Twin Cities, like it's a hike either way. Should we just like top dead on topics now?
Yeah, I'm out of topics.
You know, whip out the Google Drive doc here. List. What is Brian's predictions for Men Author, High Reclaimer, or Resnick 2, by the way, in case anyone is curious what his predictions are. However, he will be on the podcast tonight.
Jim, you do pay for parking at Madison, but they have a couple different options. So you can pay, like, the cheap outside is really cheap. And then if you pay in the parking ramp, it's, like, $8 or $10 a day.
Yep. That's actually not bad.
No.
Yep. So, also, for those that don't know, Build-A-Bear has Charmanders now.
Are they cute looking?
Yes. Just throwing it out there. Build-A-Bear, Charmanders, and Eevees, and Pikachus.
Have you been playing Pokemon Go? Because I heard that Pikachu has a Santa hat now.
She does, or he does. He has a Santa hat now.
The Pikachu and the television That's series only is if a she, you get by it. The way.
Okay, I don't fucking know.
Is but, what?
The Pikachu in the anime is a she.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Most people don't know that.
Hmm.
Useless facts that I just happen to retain.
But you have to catch that one.
Yeah.
Like, the Pikachu you currently have doesn't have it.
So is it separate then? Like, does it always keep the hat?
I think so.
It's a special Pikachu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I log in from my couch once in every couple of days, and there's like, oh, look, here's another fucking Caterpie. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's too cold to go outside.
Yeah. It is. It's like if you lived in the south, oh, lucky you. But fuck that. Us up here.
I woke up this morning to a Snapchat from a friend of mine who is in the Keys right now.
Uh-huh.
82 degrees.
Wow.
And I'm just like, this is my blanket. It's -6 out. It has a special outfit and a sound button.
Hmm. If they're not sold out.
I'm sure they're limited.
So, yep. One of the things going back to War Machine Christmas, the silly things from the the Convergence Facebook page, someone had said that they wanted an Aurora 2 that was Clockwork, and I almost threw my phone reading that, because anyone who pays attention to the fluff knows that Iron Mother does not want Aurora to become a Clockwork vessel, and it will not happen as long as Iron Mother exists. Learn your fluff. So we have a big list of stuff. We can get rid of the Menoth errata thoughts because we're terrible people. And by the time one of us knows Menoth well enough, the errata will be out. Another request that we had was from the last podcast. We talked about our displeasure in... God damn it, I hate fucking Google Docs.
This shit. Also, there is a question. Is War Machine suffering from regular erratas, or is it a good thing?
Wait, what's the question?
It's the purple one.
Is War Machine suffering from regular erratas, or is it a good thing? I have feelings about this. If you guys don't have a thought process, I can shoot.
I think it's a good thing. I think it helps balance things a little bit quicker than waiting.
They wouldn't have to have erratas if they would have actually play-tested it.
That's fair.
3 years.
But at least it's keeping up on it rather than the stalemate of Mark II, which I think that they released this Mark III way too early because they just wanted to push it out.
They were trying to compete with Steamforge, because if War Machine didn't, get back in there, I think a lot of people would have really switched over to Guild Ball.
Yeah, I think so too. Because a lot of the Madison people were getting into Guild Ball hard. Yeah. And then after Mark III dropped, I don't know anyone that plays it anymore.
I think all of us still have it.
I still have it.
Yeah, that's kind
of the... And I don't mind the idea of playing it once in a while.
Right.
But at the same time...
They probably were not ready to push it out, and that was probably a business decision.
Yeah. But I do like the regular erratas. It makes me, always makes me, hold my breath a little bit, because it's like, what's going to change? But I think it's better to solve issues rather than let things go out for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with the concept of solving problems before you let it sit.
Yeah.
On the flip side, there was a game that I can't remember. Brian picked it up at Gen Con 3 years ago. It was a miniatures game. And they didn't sell, rule cards for the models because they changed them that frequently that it was just all of it's online for free, pick it up. Because everything was just that, constantly changing. And we can talk about that for a second. I got into an argument with Brian. Brian and I have been arguing a lot lately. This is great. But I personally feel like regular errata can be damaging. I'm going to backtrack to my 40K days when I was a Demons player and they errated our Flamers and they were no longer as good because everyone bought Flamers and now here's this model that everyone has a significant amount of, no longer worth it. What do? I just bought a bunch of these. That's probably going to happen. I think if they're errating things frequently, we're going to see people who are like, I own this model. This model is great. Suddenly this model has changed to the point where I'm never going to play it. The FA is totally different. Yeah. Something is going to cause a rift in players because of frequent errata. And that's just how I feel about it. I don't think it was Bushido. It was something different.
I think he's just saying that.
Oh, but,
He really likes that.
I just told Brian the other day that I don't want to spend money in 2017. And you know what Brian tells me? Hmm. I'm thinking about Kickstartering this new game from Malifaux. God damn it. Yeah. So they put out a new game. It looks pretty cool. If you guys are I don't know if you guys know anything about Malifaux, but
all I know is it's shit, apparently.
It is shit. It is super shit. So their backstory is interesting. It's... there's a rift into this world that is different and people can go there and do stuff and whatever. Because of these rifts, things are happening in the real world. It's like an alternate universe. And this new game is supposed to be what happens in Earth because of the things that are happening in Malifaux. So it's the other side. It's conceptually, it's different. I don't know. I think I get really turned off of things. I'm going to be really quiet right now. When Brian starts talking about wanting to buy them, because I'm just like, we already have a lot of shit already. Yeah. Why do you want to do this? But he was just like, just talking about kickstarting the one that John kickstarted.
Kingdom Death.
Kingdom Death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you kickstart it, though, you get the male pinup model. That's really exciting because there's one male pinup to their, like, 500 female pinup models and their 500 incredibly graphic, not-so-pinup-y female models. I could talk about Kingdom Death and how disgusting that game looks.
Honey, stay away from the Malifaux. Stay away.
Yeah, if y'all get into
stay
it.
Stay away.
It'd be really fun. But, yeah, so he was just talking about that, and then he was like, you know, I don't think I want to do this because John's already kickstarted it, so if I want to play it, we can just call up John and Casey, we can play with them, and then I would just have all of these models to paint, and I don't really want to paint them, but I'm thinking about kickstarting this Malifaux game, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Kickstarter, it was the absolute worst thing it is that they dangerous. Could have been introduced to.
Dangerous, that is exactly what it is, yep. Yeah, many of the female models are heavily armored like the male ones once you get your armor. However, we can talk about some of the male models where there are like women tied up to chairs that they are using the women to sit on. Yeah, some of the models are disgusting. Like, just makes me cranky. I'm upset.
Yeah,
I've been upset since I beat Final Fantasy. So I'm just like on this trajectory of being angry about everything right now. This
train has no tracks.
it's so bad. I forgot. Oh, so I have all these topics that we can talk about. Do we want to pick one?
Sure.
Brian is messaging me. Dark Age? I don't know. Yes, it was Dark Age. That was the game. He shouldn't send me Facebook messages while we're podcasting. So one of the things that came up the last time we podcasted was about how we don't particularly enjoy people making their children go door-to-door to sell things to us. Like, here are these chocolate bars. If you buy one from me, 10 cents goes to my school and $30 goes to the company that makes this chocolate bar that you could probably buy at the store for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you were here for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so someone had asked us if any of us have read The Chocolate War. I didn't take a moment to look up the book or article or whatever it was. Dark Age does have beautiful miniatures. They are phenomenal, but the game is not that great. Anyone?
No? I didn't read it or okay. anything.
It was, Patrick, who is a kind gentleman. He had Brian and I over for ribs at Gen Con. So I feel kind of bad not being able to answer his question, but I am definitely interested in reading it now that it has been brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. We can talk about Brick House.
Oh yeah! We're supposed to talk about Brick House.
We're going to talk about Brick House. So
yeah. You mean your giant stop sign?
Hammer time.
I hate you guys. So I don't play as much Signar as other folk. However, they definitely are. There's penis-y tentacles and stuff like that.
I like the word penis-y.
Did you see the tentacle monster in Star Wars, by the way?
Oh, yeah, that thing was.
That was disgusting.
A little creepy. Yeah.
There were definitely dick tentacles. Like, that is what that thing was. Yeah. They were. Okay. So now that that's out of the way, I had to share that with someone. So. We've all seen Brick House. She looks beautiful. Anyone who says otherwise is an asshole.
I think my problem is, like, the one hand's just kind of like...
Well, that's because it's the thing hand.
It's just...
It's the... She's going in for the high five with the one hand.
Well, to me, it kind of reminds me of, like, just throwing the papers, and you're just kind of like... I don't know. I really have a problem with the robots.
My favorite picture with it so far is it holding a stop sign for kids the crossing the road.
Yeah. No!
It's fucking perfect! It's
not. It's the worst. She's beautiful. She's her axe arm or hammer arm. I'm going to tell this story really quickly.
I play a whole lot of Destiny, and this is dangerous. They introduce swords into the games, and then they introduce hammers into the games, and then they introduce axes into the games, and they all function very similarly. I don't know the difference between any of them because I just swing them around, so I will get hammers and axes confused during this entire conversation. So she has her axe arm, which is actually a hammer arm, by the way, and that makes me really upset because it's just like
holding a staff sign.
We'll just hold this pencil right here, just like this. But as soon as you mod that arm into a better swinging motion, the rest of the model is gorgeous. This hand looks a little derpy, but it's got all the mechanical shit on it, and it makes sense because you want to see all of that stuff. Otherwise, if it's like in a more action pose, you miss out on all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, outside of derpy arm, it's beautiful, and they should have named her Brick. Calling her Brickhouse is just, it's
just asking for trouble.
Too many letters. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Also, she's a brick.
Yeah, she's a brick house. Yeah, that's the joke. Because when they were like talking about her, they said she's Mighty Mighty or it's Mighty Mighty. And it's definitely a she. Anyone who says otherwise does not know they're robots.
Does that mean robots can reproduce?
Yes, they can. Convergence does it all the time.
Okay, and how do you feel about your new caster unit?
The cane? I may have not looked at that.
Wasn't it the cane?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it, but I saw the unit.
Mm. Well, have fun looking at it.
I won't get it.
I was telling John. Well, John and I were discussing it, and it was just... The two models were really nice, like, mm-hmm. beautiful. And then you get to this other model, and, yeah, his
because it's Mercs. That's Merc, why I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't pertain to me.
His proportions aren't right.
Oh. I don't care what the description on the website says. It's a she. Brickhouse is a she. And I'm going to paint her pink just so that everyone knows.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you should. In WoW, there's the Love Rocket. It's a mount, and it's a rocket that's pink. So you should paint it like that. I approve of this. What was disproportionate about the person?
The legs.
Tiny twigs? Or thick?
He was a stump.
Short, so, like, his legs are really short?
His legs were really short. Like, his legs were short, and then you compare it to the female model. Her legs were significantly longer, but they're, like, made to be the same height. And his arms, like, look stumpy.
Standard, though. Like,
women tend to the other guy, even, was, like, right.
What's wrong with having short legs?
Yeah, Casey,
I have short legs and a long torso, so I'm sorry.
You're definitely rude.
He just making fun of body
types. This is a safe zone, Casey.
I don't have my pin on today. I'm sorry. I'm not safe today.
It's not safe. We can talk about Brickhouse forever. Every fucking meme that I have seen, and then Nathan posting that stupid picture in the Signar group. Are you either of you guys?
No.
He posted a picture of himself posing like Brick with this, like, it looks goofy. He's got, like, this shit-eating grin on his face, and he's holding the sledgehammer, and he's got his hand out like, hi, friends. And it just makes me so angry. I don't think I've ever been... so upset about anything War Machine related outside of, like, the shit treatment that my faction gets, other than this. Like, this is just, like, the nail in the coffin to make me never want to play War Machine again. But not really. I'm going to love her forever.
I'm sure people will.
The concept for Kallus 2 and Zuriel are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's Zuriel. No, Azrael. That's it. Azrael. I'm pretty excited. Like, Kallus fucking full on went, like...
He went from being a derpy guy to being a centaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But awesome.
So today we learned Casey has a thing for centaurs. Oh. Her face is a little red right now just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, Casey. Everyone has one.
Okay.
It's tentacle monsters for me. Centaurs for you.
Because I know absolutely no one in my workplace listens to this. we had Secret Santa this past week. And there's one guy that I work with who we are just, none of us are sure if he is straight or gay.
Okay? Oh, he's one of those.
He's one of those. But his Secret Santa got him socks, like printed socks, some booze. And in the bottom, when he opened it and looked down, he got so red, like he wouldn't even take the stuff out to show us. Like we had to pass the jar around so you could see what it was.
What was it?
Condoms.
What the heck?
Oh, that's cute. Was so red.
That's adorable.
Which just made me wonder even more.
He's probably not gay then.
I don't know.
If he's embarrassed by condoms, gay men are smart. They know to use condoms.
So I just had to, I had to share that.
That's actually really precious.
Senior Santa's rough.
I didn't participate this year at work, partly because I don't work in the office most days anymore. So, yeah. Like, they're like, bring something every day. And I'm like, I'm not going to the office every day to participate in Secret Santa.
Right.
Yeah. But you really have to, like, know your coworkers. Otherwise, yeah. You're getting them stupid shit like candy every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why on my Secret Santa, I draw. I draw all the things. Like, everything that's cute. I, like, draw little toadstools. I draw little Kirbys. Owls, yeah. Like, I, because nobody knows me at work, and I give, like, as much as I can to be like, these are all the things that I like.
Pretty sure when I still had, like, a desk space, I had so much shit there that you could literally look at something and be like, okay, we're working with that, and then just buy everything that matches it.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard, because I'm like that, too. I have a ton of stuff, but people see comics, and they're like, okay, she likes comics. I'll get her Superman. I'm like, no, I don't like Superman. Please don't. So I have to be really specific.
I think they're really easy to buy for, because, like, I like, you'd be like, it's glittery and it sparkles. That's perfect for Amanda. Or it looks like it came from space. Also perfect for Amanda. Oh, this is a dinosaur. Sounds great. Look, there's a robot over here. I'm just like super.
Narwhals.
You buy me like a fucking toy from the dollar store. And I'm just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
A questionnaire would have been nice for mine.
That actually sounds really smart.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, they could ask stupid stuff like, we did one when we start working. They're like, here are little questions for like when your birthday comes around. So like, do you like X candy and are you allergic to anything and stuff like that? And like, I have to let people know that I don't like chocolate.
Like, that's
kind of cancels everything out.
Yeah, especially around Christmas.
I like some chocolates though. Lindt has these truffles that are milk chocolate and sea salt. They're fucking fantastic.
Lindt is delicious.
Most of their stuff is really good. Yes. I don't like things like Hershey bars or chocolate cake is disgusting. It's the worst.
Well, I'm glad I didn't bring any cake. I was thinking about bringing a treat today. And
nope, good no to chocolate know. Cake. Like fudge is super good too. And then like, I don't know, like s'mores are weird.
What?
Yeah.
You're
I like
broken.
Marshmallows. You can give me like marshmallows with the graham crackers. And I'm just peachy.
I want to make s'mores now, honey.
You can do it in your microwave, can't you?
I have a toaster oven. It's even better.
Go home and get more.
That sounds kind of good.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, if you have a toaster oven, it works really well.
Do you just keep it open and, like...
No. You just... You put the graham cracker in. One piece has the chocolate and the marshmallow on it. And you just... You let it go.
And then you just...
How long do you squish
them together?
Uh-huh. So your cracker is toasted, your chocolate's nice and melty, and your marshmallow is blown up and perfectly brown. It's fucking amazing, especially when you can't go outside and make a fire, or if you don't like the gassy taste from the stove.
I'm gonna go ahead and just point out that I do actually really like Reese's.
Oh, they're so good.
I also really like Butterfinger cups. Like, those are super good, but I'm gonna be this person and let everyone know right now that I do not like the Reese's trees or eggs or pumpkins.
Is it the peanut butter to chocolate ratio?
It is the peanut butter is a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's pretty extreme. It's actually kind of gross.
I think that's fair. Sometimes it can be too much.
No.
But Butterfinger cups, on the other hand, those are fucking perfect. Whoever invented, like, whoever decided to say that, like, let's take the concept of Butterfinger and make it not disgusting and hard and put it into, like, a slightly creamier form is just smart.
Those are delicious.
Or, like, the little fucking, they're, like, kind of granola bars, but not exactly the crisps. Those are super good, too.
Food.
Yeah, the Butterfinger squares.
So, ladies, do we want to look for one more thing?
We have a lot of stuff on this list, though, to be honest. Some of it's kind of weird to wait or not to include Celeste or Jackie in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So, this thing that's on the top of the list, that's the thing that we've had on here the longest, is does gender play a role in your play style? Things like assassination versus attrition, or does your personality play a role in
your play style? I think we talked about that.
We did. Yeah. I think we did, because
maybe I didn't clean this up very well. Yeah.
Because we were talking about, I remember, like, most of you guys do assassination, and I play for scenario a lot, but I've actually changed.
I've gotten better since we trying to do a scenario, but...
Well, with fucking pre-measuring being a thing...
Yeah.
Good luck going in for an assassination.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Makes me angry. I'm just an angry person. I think we can touch on it a little bit.
I was gonna say my answer's kind of changed with my list. Mm-hmm. It's actually changed a lot. Because before we were talking about that, I was like, I always play for scenario, kind of attrition, but now it's more Caliban. Like, I spell assassination is really what I go for. If I can kill him, I'm gonna play Caliban. And then Rask is more, I'm just gonna kill everything and then I kill you.
I don't know, I guess I've always been that kind of person that I just want to go for the throat naturally.
That's just
my standard play style. Like, I like to play DPS, I like to be aggressive, but that's, I think, less due to my gender and more due to my personality,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to see what time it is?
Well, that too.
Oh.
I saw the peanut butter cup, and I'm like, I bet you can find a giant-ass peanut butter cup on Amazon.
That sounds really icky. I understand that assassination can still happen with pre-measuring. It's a thing, but it's more waiting for your opponent to fuck up. Yeah. Because your opponent is like, oh, you've got 16-inch... That's your threat range. I'm going to be 16 and a half inches away right now.
Yep.
And so you really have to... work to get them to not be able to be X inches away and have a clear lane. And that just becomes you're pulling more away from the assassination and you're going more for an attrition with the ability to assassinate. And I don't like that.
I think the other thing that kind of plays in that too is kill box. Mm-hmm. If there's no kill box, I'm going to
sit right back here and let my army do the work.
Yep. But yeah, I don't think that, I don't know if it's my personality or if my list just changed and I don't know.
You could have gotten more aggressive.
Yeah.
Just be aggressive.
Well, because my Rishath list was, it had two units of posse, in Mark II, it had two units of posse and they could take it on the chin and be fine. And then I had my elephants to back them up. And now it's like, I just need to kill because I don't have that option anymore.
Yeah, I guess if you don't have the ability to outlive your opponent, then you really just need to go for the throat.
Yeah.
Nope. You're supposed to force them to come in. That's what you gotta do. That's what I'm getting at. Like, you have to work your list to make your opponent enter your threat range. And there's no, it's not, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that there was something prior to pre-measuring that was your opponent doesn't have the ability to know exactly how far away they are from what is going to threaten them. Yeah. And you, on the flip side, don't know exactly how far you are. So you have this, like, the assassination attempts where they have to play wary but aren't 100% sure, and you have to play wary going in for it. It's things have changed a lot with pre-measuring, and there is a lot more you have to do to go in for the assassination. That's what my problem is.
Yeah.
It's not, I can't kill things like I want to. It's literally, it takes more effort to get there.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I must say, not this last Friday, but the Friday before when I played against Aaron, I tried my Blight Blades, and they have Ambush.
Ambush is great.
That was cool.
I love Ambush.
When you were putting them on the table, I don't know what was happening, but you asked a question about something, and like, I think I gave you the stupidest answer.
I don't recall.
I remember just like you had asked something. I think both Aaron and I gave you the same answer, and then like it clicked that you were like putting your Ambush models on the board, and I was just like, oh, whoops. That's what you were asking. I can't remember what it was.
I don't either.
I actually need to get a game in sometime soon. But every Friday we go out, I'm just like, I've worked all week and I'm exhausted. Yep. And I don't want to play a game. I literally just want to like sit here and paint my models and maybe not talk to people who want to talk to me.
Or just talk about War Machine all night long.
Oh my god.
That is literally what our meta is, guys. It's just, it's all it is.
It really is rough.
Like, I played a game, and in the last 5 minutes or so of my game, and while we were packing up and stuff, the group was pretty much all done, and they were talking about what animal embodies you.
No, it's what's your persona?
Yeah, persona.
Yes, we can play a game after the holidays. I just don't know where we're going to play a game. If you come up on a Friday night, I will make sure to be out. Otherwise, we have a table in our game room.
He's going to be coming more Fridays now because he can. So.
Cool.
That's exciting. I miss having you around. Like, mm-hmm. I like when people are there.
Jim's been dead.
I don't miss the D&D players that would come out on Friday nights. Well, that's exciting. Congratulations on the new job. Yes. I applaud you.
I was thinking about that today, though. I was like, maybe I am a cat. Like, because that's what everyone was saying, was that I was a cat. And it's like, I don't like cats, but I think you might be right. Because I just kind of am off on my own. Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah, but cats are assholes.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't mean, like, cats do the thing where they're just like, Like, that's what cats do. You're not that kind of person.
Right. Mm. But I'm not a chicken either. Like, no. Ethan's not a chicken.
we can clarify this conversation for people who are listening. The Friday night, there were a lot of people who were not playing. They were all sitting around a table and discussing about going to FurCon. I don't think they were being serious at all. I really hope not. I'd like to live in a world where I don't think furries exist. They're not real people. It's not a thing. It's all a conspiracy. There is no one that deranged in the world, but there probably is. So they were making jokes about going to FurCon, and then they started going around and like mocking people and making up their fursonas. I think my Brian is a peacock.
I would agree with that.
That is, yes, the hell happened at the lab. Yep. We weren't even drunk yet. Yes, John, that was all real. That is a real thing that happened on a Friday night. We were all sober when it started. I think John is a grizzly bear, I think is what they had said. So Casey's John.
I think we went with the polar bear in the end.
Maybe he was a polar bear. He was some kind of bear.
It was a bear.
Some kind of bear. I don't think we ever, like, settled on Aaron.
No, we said donkey.
Oh, but yeah, he was a donkey! He was a donkey! But he is! Oh, my God! Sorry, honey.
Yep, so we finally figured it out. I was a koala. Which, not 100% sure about that one, but apparently I am high.
They can
all
be
the
mean
time.
Though. Yeah, but I don't mean that saying you're mean. No. But they can be really mean.
I guess they're like, look at this thing. Fuck you, dinosaurs do not have feathers. Oh, yeah. We are not friends anymore. Anyway, koalas are like really, they look like they're gonna be friendly. They're definitely not friendly. So that is probably me.
I was a red panda.
You were a red panda.
Why are you a red panda?
I don't know. That's what people told me. Yep. I'm cute and cuddly.
Have you seen the red pandas?
They're always sleeping.
They're adorable. Narwhals are not fictional. Narwhals are real. This chat just does not know anything about wildlife.
What would Jim be?
I don't know.
Oh, Jim.
We'll get you. When you come out on Friday, we'll get the team together and we will fursona you.
What was George?
He was a mastiff.
Hmm.
Like the
I guess I could see that.
Yeah. Red pandas are the only animal you can steal from the zoo. Also going back to dinosaurs, recently they announced that they found part of a dinosaur tail encased in amber, and for years and years and years, and I love dinosaurs almost as much as I love robots. Like, those are my, like, two favorite things in the world. I refuse to believe that they are not reptiles. I stand firmly that dinosaurs were reptiles, and reptiles were giant creatures that roamed the earth, and they are nothing like birds, even though reptiles and birds today are still very much similar. But they found a bit of a dinosaur tail encased in amber that had feathers attached, not just like, oh, it looks like it could have had feathers on it. There was legitimately feathers attached. This is the most heartbreaking thing that has ever happened to me in the 20-some years of my life. I'm refusing to face the reality. Can't imagine
big birds roaming the earth.
No, it's
big, yellow, fluffy.
No. Scales are cooler. Scales are way cooler. I definitely...
Maybe the feathers looked like
although,
scales.
Like, if you could imagine a T-Rex...
Fuck you. With feathers. No, I refuse to do it.
No, but think of it. You know how Big Bird, his feathers kind of go out on his head? Like, just think of it. Just be like...
If you think of it more like a raptor, like, or like a hawk, something that's a little more aggressive, it's not so bad.
Right, but if it's...
Yeah, like the fucking floofy peacocks.
Yeah.
If it's a giant peacock T-Rex, no. I am not a dinosaur denier because I don't deny dinosaurs existed. I deny that they looked like fucking chocobos. Like, that's how
I
feel
about
it. Oh,
but that would be so cool, though. I would not. You're making this better.
And I'm not going to want to eat it. I want to love them and be their friend. Platypi can be all mixed up. Why can't dinosaurs? Dinosaurs cannot be mixed up. They're the one pure thing I have left in my life. It's upsetting. So, yeah. That's how I feel about dinosaurs. This is really important to me. Dinosaurs are kind of, you know, a big deal. We're going to have a paint day soon.
When are we going to do that?
January 20-something. Okay. Whatever Sunday that is January 20 number.
Yeah.
That is our paint day. So we're going to, hopefully everyone will be together. Jackie said she'd be here for sure. Celeste knows which days we're podcasting in January. So hopefully she can get off of work. And we're gonna do it.
I'm not going to paint.
You don't have to.
I'll be here.
You can do something.
I'm messy.
Can you craft?
I can craft.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do
craft
that.
Or put stuff together.
I can do that.
You can work on your cosplay for Adepticon.
I could do that. There we go. I am really bad at painting.
We should do a game day too.
Mess it all up.
Well, we were supposed to play that one fucking
the
game.
The penis game?
Yeah, the penis game.
As soon as we can get the penis game together, we'll play that. But we can definitely bring a board game beforehand.
I have Squirrels Must Die. Or, no, Squirrel or Die.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. I want to do that drunk, though, because I think that would be amazing.
Yes, that would be amazing drunk.
I'm working on, so, you know, this is, like, super off topic, on topic. Bungie put out an event for Christmas, like every MMO does.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called The Dawning. They brought back Sparrow Racing. Everyone knows how much I love Sparrow Racing. So I've been playing with a couple new friends, and some of them are actually some of the, like, bigger Destiny podcasters. Or not podcasters, Twitch people, mm-hmm. streamers. That's the word I'm looking for. So here I am playing with one of them for, like, the majority of this last week. And I'm, like, I'm doing super well. I'm, like, coming in first, second, third regularly. Mm-hmm. And then this new person comes in. Not a new person. Someone that we've been playing with for a while. But they hadn't played with us all week. And I had been drinking last night, which doesn't help at all. And I'm like fifth place every match, and this guy's coming in first place every match and complaining about how bad he is at the racing the entire time. As I'm just sitting here like, looks like I missed another gate, even though they're like 5 miles wide because I'm in last place. So, but they changed up a lot, and it's all I'm really doing, and I'm probably going to go home after this and go play some more Destiny, because I have no life, but I want all the things. I want all of the things.
Well, Christmas events and games is terrible. Just terrible.
This is why I don't game.
Overwatch needs a drunk painting would be dangerous, and I would not bring any of my nice models for that. Overwatch has a really great Christmas event.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Is there any... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, is there any costumes that you like in particular?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. McCree is Scrooge. So he actually is like all... I don't know. He looks like an old man. I really like McCree's character a lot. and his BAMF belt buckle, which normally says BAMF, says GAMF. With the G, and we're not quite sure what the G stands for. We're assuming it stands for greedy.
Greedy, yeah. Supposed to be Grooge.
Yeah. yes, Casey prefers to rewatch old movies.
I watched Godzilla the other day.
May has a really cute Christmas one, and when she turns into like her ice bubble, it's a snowman.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's super adorable. Winston is a Yeti.
Aaron's got that. He got that in his box.
Farrah has like an ice monster costume. That was the first one I cracked. Roadhog is just like really festive. Like it's all green and red and stuff. But he's got, instead of like the hog on his stomach, he's got a reindeer and his belly button lights up. it's adorable. Zenyatta has, he's a nutcracker, and his I'm just gonna say his balls are nuts. but his balls are nuts. So it's okay, Casey, though. I like to watch old movies too.
John made a point that it's the old Godzilla, not the new one.
I do want to play, I want a drunk paint. I think that sounds like fun.
I would just have to do a model. Like, I could bring a bunch of Reaper minis.
I was going to say, it'd have to be something that I...
do something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of minis that we care about.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about being messy, because it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just going to throw this here, and...
We could do that.
I don't... Is this Brian? I thought that was Brian.
Which person?
The Warhawk X.
That's Aaron.
Oh, you said it looked retarded like three times.
Oh, did I? Well, whatever.
It's super cute.
I was thinking, well, she said the reindeer nose. Maybe his I did. His
belly button lights up. Who doesn't? What, how could you think that's stupid?
Whatever.
Drunk paint a whole army. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Camouflage.
You know, we would if, you know, what's his name would have sent us the K-Dor.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Wasn't it K-Dor? That one, that package that we got?
Oh,
we
Scorn.
Was K-Dor.
It was supposed to be Scorn.
Scorn, that's it.
Oh, I have Scorn. I'll do that. There we go.
Oh, this is beautiful. I have played. Which reminds me, so we need to make plans finally to play Heroes of the Storm.
Yes,
I finally have
before
Discord,
the end of the year.
So,
oh sweet, we can invite you to our channel.
Yeah, that'll be.
It's just like a community channel, but yeah. So Heroes of the Storm has the Genji skin.
It is Genji.
You have to play like 30 games, I think, to get it.
I thought it was only 15.
I think it's 15 to get the portrait. And then I think it's 30 to... We'll run you through it real fast.
Okay.
It's not hard on AI.
I can probably make some time this weekend for sure.
Okay. We can get it done.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it. It didn't take us very long to do. But they're also doing a Christmas event. And my favorite... You can get a snowflake mount, which is just a snowflake. And then the costume that I really like is the gingerbread Nazebo. So Nazebo is a witch doctor in Diablo, and he looks like a gingerbread man. Love it. I love it.
Sounds adorable.
He looks creepy as fuck. But I really do enjoy him.
Danielle.
Jim doesn't get a skin run.
Do you know
The Muffin Man.
Oh, God damn it. I read I really hate puns, and I really hate puns, and I can't stress further how much I hate puns. So there's a pun in Star Wars that almost just made me like, that's it, I'm done with this movie. But it's one pun, and I sat through it, and it was great. I was online yesterday, and someone made a comment, called someone like a grammar Nazi, and someone goes, you just can't call people grammar Nazis, they're the alt-right now, and I just lost my shit. Like, W-R-I-T-E, alt-right. And I was just like, that's a political joke and a grammar pun all in one, and I am just very mad. I was done. I was just closed my laptop. We're done with this. Gingerbread man attacking you sounds scary.
Yeah, because what he does is on his W, I think, he has like this circle of zombies that comes up around you and they like attack and they just stay there and you're kind of stuck. But in his skin, they're gingerbread men.
Okay. Let's do this.
Oh dear.
That's scary.
It's adorable.
Should we do recommendations?
Yep.
We should do call recommendations it a night. Because it's almost five.
Yeah.
I recommend Dredd. I finally watched it.
As in the new Judge Dredd movie? Yep.
With Carl Urban. With
Hardy Carl Urban, yes. It was pretty good. We got it Black Friday. I had gone to Walmart for something, and it's like, oh, these movies are $2. So... Nice. Got that. And
I keep hoping to run across those at our Walmart, but apparently they ran out. Right,
oh,
really?
Oh, they had them from days.
Yeah, no, ours. Like, I remember a couple years ago, they had them for like a week afterward, and we checked the Baraboo one that Friday. Was it that Friday? The Friday after. I don't fucking remember. And they didn't have any. So then I checked the one over by us, and they didn't have any. And it was just like, wow, really? Like, normally they don't sell out all of them within that time frame.
There's a lot that they get, too.
Yeah. So it was weird.
That sucks.
Oh, well, I still got a few on Black Thursday when I went, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time to get movies. Because we also got Deadpool then, too, for a couple bucks. And Warcraft. We got a shit ton of movies. We're like... probably under $20.
Yeah, I got a few Christmas present movies. That includes Hardcore Henry. Have not watched it yet.
I want to watch it.
I know, that's why I got it.
But the reason why I like Dredd is it's just... I kind of liked it, like, the reason why I like Punisher Warzone, because it's just a bunch of killing, and sometimes you just want to shut your brain off and watch people die.
Yeah.
So
that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
I love watching people die.
My recommendation would have to be Oreo cookie balls.
They were delicious. I think I've seen a recipe.
So it was funny because John was talking about wanting to make them. And so we made them last week. And like a day later in my Facebook feed, the Oreos sponsored Oreo balls.
I saw
there.
That. Yeah.
So, you know, you just get a pack of Oreos, and I think you do like 16 ounces, and they come in like a pack of 20 ounces, so you just need to weigh it out or just use all of them, whatever. And just
eat a few.
you crush them up, and then you put in a package of cream cheese and roll them up into balls, chill them, and then dunk them in melted chocolate.
That literally sounds like the most awful for you food in a
but it's
way.
So good.
It sounds like I made a Butterfinger pie for Thanksgiving that was literally just like cream cheese, whipped cream, peanut butter, and crushed Butterfingers.
Wait, did you do the Butterfingers as the crust then? Or
no.
Okay, you said
no,
it
was like a graham cracker pie crust. Okay. It was literally like, here's cream cheese, whipped cream,
that sounds
peanut
really
butter, and Butterfingers in pie form.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. It will probably kill you.
So that's my recommendation.
I probably should have thought about this. I would recommend, if you haven't played Final Fantasy 15 yet, people were not super interested in it after having beaten it. You guys are all pulling your phones out.
I'm going to tell Andy that we should have done
that. Great. Sorry. Yeah, no, it was after beating it, like, definitely recommend playing it. Especially if you don't play Final Fantasies. If you've never played Final Fantasies, it's a really easy one to get into. I think it's the first one I've played from start to finish and completed without restarting at some point.
Seems like you played through it pretty quick, too.
I don't have a life.
Okay.
Well, I just thought, my 60-some hours is pretty standard.
I was going to say, like, Kingdom Hearts and stuff took me weeks to get through. Well,
I'm going to pull this up real quick.
What I was going to say is I thought that you rather enjoyed it because you were playing through it rather quickly.
I played through whenever I wasn't playing Destiny or Overwatch with friends. I beat it in 65 hours, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Hmm.
So the game came out very recently and I beat it very quickly, and I am not the first one of my friends to have beaten it, so that's disgusting. They're doing a thing where they don't have New Game Plus yet. New Game Plus, if you're not familiar with the concept, is you've beaten the game, play it again with everything you have gained from the past game in your new game, so it's cakewalk. They're introducing that in the next patch, which will also include some additional cutscenes because there is a chapter of the game that people said was awful. I didn't notice that. I thought the game was pretty good, except for a couple of the plot arcs, which are just typical Final Fantasy writing that I think is terrible. But that's just me. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's fun. Totally worth it. Also, that's a terrible joke. I have not beaten Bravely Second yet, and I almost brought my 3DS to play while I wait for the mails to podcast. I'm super far, but it's just sitting there. Yeah, so that's my recommendation. Now we just wait for Andy.
And next time we're podcasting is the
8th of January. It's the day after my brother's birthday. That's the only reason why I remember.
So are we on a regular schedule then? Because I'm confused.
I think after January we'll get into a regular schedule.
I think it's kind of the regular schedule because we're skipping Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
And then we're going January 8th, and then the other Sunday is like January 20-something.
Okay.
And then
I wasn't sure if that worked with Jackie's schedule or...
One of them doesn't. I think she said she'd be there for the second January podcast, but Andy is here, okay. So goodbye, friends.
Bye.
Have a good night.